Chapter 29, Mount Carmel. We now come to another mountain, which is often spoken of in the Bible. It is called Mount Carmel. There is another Carmel mentioned in the Bible, but that was a village in Judah, where the man Nabal lived, who treated David so unkindly. This has nothing to do with Mount Carmel, about which we now want to tell you. This Carmel is a high mountain, which stands up on the western shore of Palestine and looks over the sea. The name Carmel means a fruitful land, and the mountain must be a beautiful sight, as it is covered with evergreen trees, looking over the Mediterranean Sea. We were writing to you about King Ahab, who had his palace on the hill of Samaria. Now we have come back to him again. He was a wicked king, and his wife Jezebel was wicked also. They turned the people away from the Lord and taught them to worship the idol Baal. They also killed the prophets of the Lord, although good Obadiah saved 100 of them and fed them with bread and water in a cave. But Ahab made 450 prophets of Baal, and because of his wickedness, God sent a great famine and no rain for 3.5 years. But the time came when God would show mercy once more to Ahab by sending rain. So he sent his prophet Elijah to meet Ahab and to tell him to gather the people of Israel to this Mount Carmel. When Ahab had done this, Elijah said the people must decide whether it was right to worship the true God or the idol Baal. To show them which was the true God, he told them to fetch 2 bullocks. The prophets of Baal were to kill 1 bullock and call upon Baal, and Elijah would take the other bullock and call on the name of the Lord. Then the God that answered by sending down fire to consume the bullock would show that he was the true God. This was surely a very fair challenge, because Elijah was only 1 prophet against the 450 prophets of Baal. So all these prophets got their bullock ready and put wood under it, but no fire. Then they called upon Baal from morning until noonday, saying, "O Baal, hear us." But no answer came. Then Elijah mocked them and said, "Perhaps Baal was asleep and needed to be awakened." So they went on crying again, "O Baal, hear us," until the evening, and cut themselves with knives. But still no answer, and nothing happened. Then, at the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah built up the altar of the Lord with 12 stones, and put the bullock on it with the wood. He then dug a trench about the altar and told them to fill 4 barrels with water and pour it over the bullock. This he made them do 3 times, so that the trench was filled with water. When all this was done, Elijah called upon the Lord God of Israel, and while all the people watched, the fire of the Lord came down from heaven and burned up the bullock and the wood, the stones and the dust, and licked up the water. Then all the people fell on their faces and cried out, "The Lord, He is the God! The Lord, He is the God!" Now Elijah told them to take all the prophets of Baal, and he brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them. He also told Ahab to make haste home, as there was a great rain coming. Elijah went to the top of the mountain and cried to God to send them rain again, and sent his servant to the sea to see if there was any sign of the rain. But he came back and said there was nothing. Then Elijah told him to go again 7 times, which he did. And at the 7th time, there was a little cloud coming up out of the sea. Soon the heavens were black with clouds, and the rain came down. Elijah was so strengthened by the Lord that he ran in front of Ahab's chariot all the way to Jezreel. Was not this a wonderful evidence that there is a true and living God in heaven? It also tells us of the value of prayer, and that if we do not get an answer at first, we must go again 7 times, that is, until we do get it. After Elijah had been taken up into heaven in a chariot of fire, his place was taken by Elisha. Now Elisha seems to have lived at Mount Carmel. But there was a great woman of Shunem who made a room for him so that he could stay there when he was passing that way. To reward the good woman, Elisha prayed that she might have a son. But when he was grown up and went out into the fields, he was taken ill and died. Then the poor distressed mother hastened to Mount Carmel to tell Elisha, and he came and prayed to the Lord, and the lad was raised to life again. But we must give you the texts. The account of Elijah you will find in the 18th chapter of the 1st of Kings, and that of Elisha in the 4th chapter of the 2nd of Kings. You may also read in the 5th of James about Elijah's prayer, only his name is spelt Elias.